Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour à tous. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 73, numéro 73. So after doing the last two episodes on grammar, I feel like we need to do something a little bit more fun this week, right? So in today's episode, we'll learn five false friends between French and English that can often create confusion or misunderstanding. And I'll explain what false friends are in just a minute. Now, before we start, if you are new to the podcast, then make sure you download your lessons cheat sheet so you can have a look at the words while hearing them. For this episode, there are no exercises, but you can still go to the French Made Easy library to access all of the other exercises from previous episodes. The link is in the episode notes. All right, so between French and English, there are many words or expressions that are the same or that look similar, and they mean the same thing, which is great. It's easier for us to learn these words or expressions, right? But there are also tons of words that are the same or look similar, but don't mean the same thing at all. And those words are called false friends, or in French, faux Zami. Faux Zami. So that's what we're going to learn in this episode. And I call this episode part one because we'll definitely do a few more lessons with other false friends. Okay, vous êtes prêts? Are you ready? C'est parti. Our first false friends are coin versus coin. Both are spelled the same way, but le coin in French doesn't mean coin in English. It means corner. Par exemple, la boulangerie est au coin de la rue. The bakery is at the corner of the street. La boulangerie est au coin de la rue. False friends number two. Car versus car. Again, both are spelled the same way, but car in French doesn't mean car in English. It means because, and it can also mean bus as a noun, le car, bus. And the meaning of the word will depend on the context. Par exemple, je ne travaille pas aujourd'hui car je suis malade. I am not working today because I'm sick. Je ne travaille pas aujourd'hui car je suis malade. Or, if we use the other meaning, je voyage en car. I travel by bus. Je voyage en car. False friends number three. Librairie versus library. So we've briefly talked about this one a few lessons ago, but la librairie en français means bookstore. Par exemple, j'achète un livre à la librairie. I'm buying a book at the bookstore. J'achète un livre à la librairie. False friends number four. Location versus location. Both are spelled the same way, but la location en français doesn't mean location in English. It means rental. Par exemple, nous cherchons une location. We're looking for a rental. Nous cherchons une location. False friends number five. Actuellement versus actually, that one is a big one. Actuellement en français doesn't mean actually in English. It means currently or now. Par exemple, je suis actuellement en congé. I'm currently on leave. Je suis actuellement en congé. All right, so let's do a quick recap. Le coin means corner. Car means because, or le car means bus. La librairie means bookstore. La location means rental. And actuellement means currently or now. And that's now the end of today's episode. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please let me know. I'll chat with you next week. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Hey, it's me again. Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with French pronunciation, I am excited to announce my new and free beginner's audio guide. It's called 5-Step Roadmap to a Faultless French Pronunciation. It's really designed to simplify your French pronunciation journey and to make it less overwhelming for you. So if you are a beginner starting or restarting to learn French and you want to improve your French pronunciation, then this audio guide is perfect for you. And obviously, you also get a transcript with the audio guide so you can follow along while you listen. So click the link inside your podcast notes to access your audio guide. It is free. À bientôt. Bye.